The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Brother Hasnain Rajab Ali.
I begin in Allah's name, and all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for He has granted us this life and given us a heart upon which our faith resides, a heart upon which if we forget Allah, then illness of faith resides, where kufr becomes prevalent. In Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah talks about the desert dwellers, the Arabs who were dwelling in the deserts. قَالَتِ الْعَرَابُ آمَنَّا قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَإِنْ تُطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَا يَلِتْكُمْ مِنْ أَعْمَالِكُمْ شَيْئًا. So the desert dwellers say, we believe. Notice that's lip service. And look how the Quran addresses that. قَالَتِ الْعَرَابُ آمَنَّا. We believe. We're Muslims. I did my shahadatain. Sure. From the outset, it's acceptable. But that's not going to hold water on Judgment Day. Just because I told the world I'm a Muslim with my tongue, but not with my heart. For my heart has not done taslim. If my heart has not submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then technically I'm a lip service believer. Allah says, لِمَا تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ لِمَا تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ كَبُرَ مَقْتًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Why do you say that which you don't do? It's detestable to Allah that you say that which you don't do. So the Arab dwellers say, we believe. قَالَتِ الْعَرَابُ آمَنَّا قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا. Allah says to the Prophet, tell them, you don't believe. Wow, that's a bold statement. Because Allah is exposing the importance of faith in the heart. This is why Allah is saying this. Not to belittle these desert dwellers, but rather to make a clear point that if faith has not entered into the hearts of a person, then it's conjectural talk. And it can be so whimsical that one can leave that faith in a heartbeat, like those who did leave Imam Hussein alayhi salam when he called them to help him. For then they were walking on the edge of a sword, their faith. This is not what Allah wants from us when He guides us. His guidance is at the level of the heart. That He guides at the level of the heart. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. The believers are those, when they hear the name of Allah, their hearts palpitate because Allah is there. And they are driven by Allah. And their iman is sealed by Allah. And it is Allah who validates faith. It is Allah who invalidates faith. For at the level of the heart, as this verse is, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِ. Know that Allah is between the human being and their heart. And it is Allah who controls faith at the heart level. Not the Prophet. Nobody can control the faith of a person except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We as agents, when we speak about Allah, it is for us to make that person aware. And if that person readily accepts in their heart and they are sincere in that direction, it is Allah who puts the seal of authority and approval that this person is truly a believer. And when a person rejects Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the level of the heart, it is Allah who puts the seal of disbelief and kufr in the heart of the disbeliever as proof that Allah is the witness. If somebody was to say to you, what is Islam? Define Islam to me. You'll say, first, the name of the religion means peace. It means submission, total submission to Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salam was loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he totally submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence Allah took him as his friend. So when someone says, what is Islam? Total submission, not lip service. So Islam is a religion of action. Words are good, but they hold you liable thereafter. And you will see that when a human being bears allegiance, if they don't act on it, they're actually now fighting the very message that they brought. And Allah condemns that. In fact, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the one in hell who will bother others in hell will be the one who preached and didn't practice. For when people preach and they don't practice, they're sending a terrible message and they're negating the very essence of the message that should be penetrating the heart. And now they're trying to put a seal on the heart so that the true message should not enter. So Allah is saying to the desert dwellers, قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. Now listen to this verse. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. For faith has not entered your hearts. It hasn't entered. You've done shahada. You've borne allegiance that the messenger is the last messenger. You've borne allegiance that Allah is the Lord of the universe. But it hasn't seeped into your heart. It's lip service. And as a result of this lip service, you find you are not really confident in your faith. Allah says, if you submit willfully and you take the heart and evaluate it, and you take your heart and move it towards Allah and submit to it, then Allah says, وَإِن تُطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَا يَلِتْكُم مِّنْ أَعْمَالِكُمْ شَيْئًا. And if you obey Allah and His Messenger, then your deeds will be intact. Now, if you look at the opposite to this, in the same Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Or you believe. Here there are people who claim to be believers, but they were disrespectful to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. 1400 years later, we're evaluating. 14,000 years later, we can evaluate. You will see the fact that anybody who is disrespectful to the Messenger of Allah is a clear indicator that faith did not enter their hearts. It was lip service. But Allah, out of His mercy, calls them, oh, you believe. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawtin nabi. Do not raise your voices above that of the Messenger. For the tribes were coming in to do in mass shahada. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجَ. That mankind will enter the religion in armies. And as they were standing there, instead of consulting the Messenger on what should we do next, they were making their own decisions while the Messenger was standing watching them. And Allah reveals this verse. لَا تَرْفَعَ أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ. Do not raise your voices above that of the Messenger. وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ كَجَهْرِ بَعْضِكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ أَنْ تَحْبَتَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Now listen to this verse. If you and I show disrespect to the Messenger, even though we call ourselves believers, and we just raise our voice above that of the Messenger, which is tantamount to showing disrespect for the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says your deeds will be wiped out and you won't even see it. Subhanallah. Inna alladhina yaghudduna aswatahum 'inda rasulillahi ulaika alladhina imtahana Allah qulubahum littaqwa. Those who lower their voices and show respect, Allah tries these believers with piety, meaning He gives them this gift of taqwa. And for them is maghfirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects them because they show respect to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Ali. حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد. وصل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.